Good morning, it's Tuesday, the 27th day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Expect slightly cooler weather on Tuesday with highs in the mid-70s under mostly sunny skies. Lows will drop into the mid-50s ahead of the fall's first rainmaker on Wednesday. Now on with today's top stories. Insurance companies have sued Puget Sound Energy, alleging it could have prevented a fire that destroyed homes and burned hundreds of acres two summers ago in East Pierce County. The Sumner Grade fire started when winds knocked trees over power lines and transformers, a Puget Sound Energy customer communications manager told the News Tribune in September 2020. The fire moved along State Route 410 between Sumner and Bonnie Lake. It destroyed two homes and 484 acres in total. Liberty Mutual and Safeco filed the lawsuit on September 7 in Pierce County Superior Court. The suit contends PSE should have removed hazards near its electrical equipment such as trees and branches. A 21-year-old man drove off a Pierce County road at a high speed early Sunday morning near Roy, rolling the vehicle and killing a man in the passenger seat, according to the Sheriff's Department. The driver is suspected to have been under the influence of drugs or alcohol, Pierce County Sheriff's Department spokesperson Sergeant Darren Moss said. The driver was hospitalized, and he is expected to be charged with vehicular homicide. The man killed in the crash has not been publicly identified. He was 19 years old. A deputy who responded to the scene said that based on the damage to the car, the driver was going at an incredibly reckless speed before the crash occurred. Tacoma Police body-worn camera footage and surveillance video released by Pierce County Deadly Force investigators Monday show how a gunfight that killed an assault suspect and closed down four blocks on the city's south side last month unfolded. During the course of about 4 minutes, Peter T. Collins, age 40, fired 15 rounds from two rifles at officers responding to reports he assaulted a family member on August 28, according to the Pierce County Force investigation team. Three officers, Jose Figueras, Zachary Hobbs and Christopher Munn, fire 9 rounds from their rifles in response to three volleys of several shots from Collins. Collins was struck by 2 bullets. One wound was consistent with a round from an officer's rifle, and the other appeared to be self-inflicted. The Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office ruled Collins died by homicide from a rifle wound to the chest. PeakFit did not disclose the location of the apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. You can view the body camera footage at thenewstribune.com. The Pierce County Library System's Board of Trustees has given approval for administrators to sign a ground lease for an interim Lakewood branch. Plans call for a modular building to be installed at an estimated cost of $3.50 to $4 million. That's sure to be good news for Lakewood Library patrons, who lost access to their branch when the library system closed earlier this year because of what officials have called desperately needed repairs. The status of the old building remains a problem. The library system's use of tarps placed on the roof of the former library is not in accordance with International Building Code, and is not an approved roofing coverings material. The former home to the system's Lakewood branch was closed in June after estimated costs to repair the site's structural issues were deemed too high. Library officials say estimated repair costs have spiraled to $22 million, from initial estimates of $10 million to $15 million. The amount could go higher after the system receives an engineering report on any hazardous materials to be addressed, such as asbestos or lead paint. It all started when Emily Bingham's grandmother gifted her horseback riding lessons in 2017. 5 years later, the Puyallup teenager and Cue It Up, a 12-year-old thoroughbred and Holsteiner gelding horse, have plans to compete in a national horse riding competition in Las Vegas come November. Before then, Bingham's mother is hoping to raise money through a GoFundMe page. The goal is to raise $12,500, which will help pay for travel expenses as well as costs to transport Q to and from the competition. More than $1,700 has been raised as of September 22. The Washington State Hunter Jumper Association nominated Emily Bingham for the Marshall and Sterling Insurance/USHIA National Championships, a competition for riders in the country to earn national titles. It will occur from November 14 through 20. The competition will award multiple titles and feature hundreds of riders from around the nation. Emily Bingham and Q will jump in the 0.70 meters and 0.80 meters children's jumper division with hopes to earn both titles. She doesn't know anyone else from Washington going. Pierce County Sheriff's deputies responded Sunday evening to a reported homicide in the Graham area. Sheriff spokesperson Darren Moss said the initial report came in at 4:13 p.m., quote, "someone shooting a gun chasing another man," end quote, and a separate report from a neighbor who said someone was banging on her window. The window was broken when deputies arrived at the scene and found a man dead inside. Moss added, quote, "We don't know if gunfire broke the window or if he ended up collapsing inside her window. The slider's broken and there's a dead guy on her floor." End quote. Deputies were told the shooter had fled into a wooded area. Responding deputies searched with a K-9 unit from Puyallup and air support, but could not find the suspect. And last, but most certainly not least, we are down to our Taco Bracket Championship. Taqueria El Sabor and Tacos Guaymas have survived through 4 rounds of voting and now have the opportunity to be crowned as Pierce County's favorite restaurant to grab a taco. The pair of taco joints moved past El Antojo and Moctezuma's in last week's poll. The next step is simple, only one can win. Go to thenewstribune.com/TNTDiner to vote. Voting closes Monday at 9 a.m. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.